Maar je voelt de spanning wel hoor in de lucht. Eerlijk waar. Net voor ons, ik ben nu bijna bij het begin van een demonstratie. Voor ons is de politie, een politiewagen. Er zijn er maar twee van in Londen. En dat is dus de controlewagen. En die hoorde ik net. Die hebben zelfs foto's en computerscreens van alle mensen die daar geweest zijn in de verleden, politics demonstratie waar het uit de hand is gelopen natuurlijk.
No poll tax! No poll tax! No poll tax! No poll tax! No poll tax!
De helikopters vliegen in de lucht, er zijn er nu drie. Dit waren wat meer, maar... Het is eigenlijk heel vreemd, want de straten waar we doorlopen zijn allemaal, laten we zeggen, working class areas. Work class areas. En dat is vreemd, want al die mensen die hangen uit een balkon en die vinden allemaal wel best. Terwijl we eigenlijk gewoon door de rijkere wijk zouden moeten lopen, weet je, om de aandacht daar te vestigen. Maar ja, dat mocht niet van de politie. Maar ja, ze moeten wel veel toelaten nu. Dat is wel waar. Hier hebben we Thijs. What do you think of the poll tax?
The poll tax generally?
Yeah, generally.
A load of bollocks, of course.
And why? Can you
and
tell
why?
Me?
Well, the obvious reason, the gross inequality of it, and the fact that people have, like in Lambeth, where I live around the corner here, we're being asked to pay £521, and that's regardless of your ability to pay. A year, yeah. And people, regardless of their income, so someone like me who earns £100 a week, been asked to pay the same amount as someone who could earn 90, 100, 150,000.
Yeah.
And that is obviously ridiculous. It's also to do with the the way in which the finances of local government are controlled. And this is a protest. It's much about, and it's not just about paying a sum of money. It's about whether people can actually have some say in how politics are run on a local level.
Yeah.
And this is also a protest against the central government. It's not just about poll tax.
And what do you think of this demonstration that's being held?
It's fine so far. It's a shame there aren't more people.
Yeah.
But that's not surprising given what happened at the last demonstration.
No. What do you think of the violence that happened over the last demonstration?
Inevitable, and not necessarily a problem caused by the people who were there. Susie, hi. But by the given if you were there, if you saw what policemen were doing in terms of riding vehicles at people, riding horses at people, I think it's somewhat inevitable. Also, if you put a load of people who've got basically nothing in the middle of town where there are very many shops full of very expensive goods and so on, then it's an incitement to riot. It seems as if it was planned. They got what they wanted. They're trying to criminalise protest. Thankfully, they're not succeeding because people are still coming out to do things.
Yeah, but with I think what's happening with if you start rioting,
yeah,
that I mean, if you start rioting this time, that the police and the government will be able to criminalise the poll tax, anti-poll tax campaign even more.
Yes, maybe. I don't necessarily think there will be a riot. The numbers are quite small. And it's not really the mood that people are in.
No.
People also, I think, are quite wary, given what happened in March.
Of course.
I don't think it'll happen.
I think so a lot.
Yeah.
You don't care about this demonstration?
Except one, so I'm not inside.
I mean, but aren't the police allowed to say anything about it? Or they just have to do their job, and you have no personal views, Fuller? Well, I suppose you don't then. Well, thanks a lot.
Before you put it on.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about the poll tax?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the poll tax is another tax.
Well, how do you mean?
Right. Well, basically, we're paying rates, yeah, and rent. So our rates was coming through our rent, yeah. So we're just paying one bill. Now we're paying two separate ones. Now we're paying two separate bills, our rent and the poll tax, which they say is your rates.
Yeah, right.
But in a lot of areas, the poll tax we're paying now is much more than the rates we were paying before. So it's a case of, people could afford to pay rents before,
yeah.
You know, just getting help with it and everything. Now, you're getting help with your rent, but you're not getting help with your poll tax.
No, right.
And, you know, it's just another load of bollocks that they just, governments just put on people. And the thing is, when you haven't got much money to start off with, you're going to have to pay a lot more if you've got people over 18 in your household.
Yeah, right.
So if you're poor to begin with, it doesn't help. Yeah? For those who can pay, it's still, you know, it's still more money out of your pocket. If you've, you know, if you've got a mortgage or something like that, again, it's more money.
Yeah, no one feels like paying more than they should, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you compare what we was paying before, we're paying a lot more money now. Because we're still, all that was knocked off my rent, for instance, was £3.
Yeah.
But I'm paying more per month with poll tax than £3 a week. So, you know.
Jesus, yeah.
And I live by myself. I mean, I'm not paying, but I live by myself. What happens when I become unemployed?
Yeah.
And I've still got to pay my bills. I still got to pay rent, although I'm going to get help with it. What about the poll tax? They've made a bad situation worse.
Yeah.
You know, they've asked some people to pay money that they ain't got.
But do you think there's that you can do anything about it? I mean, with those protests that are there, do you think this is a good way to show... Do you think it's a good way to show... to fight against it, do you think it will work?
Yeah. Because you have to show...
And you park like on a rock anyway.
Tax, you don't... know, a lot of, like, let's say under 21s, whether they're students or not, are in a lot of debt. Now, you're living by yourself, or you're still living with your parents, you've got to pay money. You know, you've got to pay your poll tax.
Yeah.
For what? For living with your mum and dad? It's not on, you know what I mean?
No.
You know, because that just stops you from going out, you know, outside your mum and dad, outside the family unit, and seeing what life is like for yourself.
Do you think eventually, like, they will ever cut off the poll tax? They will stop it? I mean, because there's so many protests, there's 40 million people not paying. Do you think it will be stopped, or do you think it will go on forever and get more harder as you go along?
Well, like, if you look at the record of this government, they will never stop it. They will, I mean, they would only stop it if everyone doesn't pay. It's all right, say 40 million ain't paying, but there's like 60 million in the country. It's only so much percent.
Tiny amount.
But, No, with the record of this government, they will never stop. Once they've, you know, put forward their plan and it's gone through the hazard of parliament and all that shit, once they've done that, you know, they're going to stop.
Electric Avenue on the northbound carriageway, PC1-3-3-7-9.
They got it in folder, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
Right.
They said, you know, they've underlined, like, getting rid of the GLC.
But now there's a new, there's a newer voting coming up soon. And now Maggie Thatcher is saying that she's putting down rates or something. Is that true, or
yes,
what?
That was the interest rates when they joined, you know, the international money.
That's just another trick, isn't it?
That's just another trick to show you that they're doing something to help you, but they ain't. Because over a few years, interest rates have been going higher and higher. It's been harder to spend your money, what little money you had. And if you had a mortgage, which they always show this, you're paying more per month on your mortgage than like you were when you first got the house, whatever, you know? It's just put everyone in hardship. Instead of making life easy for you, it's just,
we
shouldn't be doing this.
No.
You know, they should have, when they were going to do something like that, they should have asked the people first, or more so, they should have asked their voters, their own voters, you know, we're going to put this forward. Do you like it or not? Do you agree with it or not? I'm sure they would have got a different reaction to, you know, what they voted them in for, whatever.
Hey, thanks a lot for your help.
I want to
go
to the demonstration.
You can't go through. Take
which way do I have to go to go?
Turn right over there.
All the way down the back?
Yeah, thanks,
sir. Bye-bye. Bye. Shit. Excuse me. Keep your eyes open, mate.
That's horrible, man.
Fucking, yeah, I know, it's fucking bitter for...
excuse me. Please excuse me.
And a member of the public?
Ik ben net gearresteerd. Ik heb niks gedaan, niet zoals ik weet. Maar ze hebben me opgepakt. Bij Prix en Pris en zoals ik al dacht, zijn er rellen uitgebroken. De godvergeten kankersmeers, man, die zijn zo godvergeten gewelddadig. Dat is niet normaal, ik heb dit nog nooit gezien in mijn leven. Ze slagen gewoon mensen, gewoon, terwijl ze niks doen. Hey, what the fuck is happening, man? What the fuck is happening around here?
You move on.
Why? What the fuck is happening?
Keep moving.
I'm just walking. Hey, leave me alone.
Ja. 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 Ja.
Maybe it's best if you tell the story chronicle.
Right.
Then, and at the end, then maybe
are
I can.
You're asking some questions as well.
Yeah, I can start to ask you questions.
Okay.
Okay. How's the? Can you? No, wait. I have to think. Can you explain what happened this week with all the squads in Berlin?
Right. Up to the last week, the situation was tense, but not serious. The negotiations between the Senate, who has taken over the responsibility for the squatted houses in East Berlin as well now. The Senate is the government of West Berlin. The Senate has terminated the negotiations with the squatters. just to exert more pressure on the squatters, the more because there are elections coming on the 2nd of December, and they want to get rid of this problem, and the Social Democrats want to present themselves as law and order guys as well as the Christian Democrats. So some houses got some writs of eviction last week, amongst them two houses in Lichtenberg. That's a district where there are only very little squatting, and Lichtenberg is more renowned for fascist squatting houses. But anyway, that's just off the side. So Monday morning, they evicted two houses in Lichtenberg in the Fahrstraße, just in a military style, but the squatters didn't resist because there wasn't any chance. They weren't really prepared for it, yeah. And as well, they evicted another house in Prenzlauer Berg, an area where there are a lot of squatting. Mm-hmm. But then news came through to the other houses, and other squatters came to the Fahrstraße in Lichtenberg, and from there they made a spontaneous demonstration towards the city center on the Frankfurter Allee, which is a kind of one of the main streets in East Berlin, leading to the city center. And when they passed the Mainzer Straße, a street where there have been 13 houses squatted since May of this year, they erected. No, they stopped traffic only for about 10 minutes. And the police took the chance and immediately came with a lot of gear, with a couple of hundred cops, and tried to evict them there, and got into the Mainzer Straße. It's a very short street, and you have to imagine there one whole side of the street. Mm-hmm. Is totally squatted here, and the other side they are normal tenants. So they rushed with their meat wagons. They rushed to the Mainzer Straße with the water cannons. They sprayed the houses and shot tear gas. Squatters then. After some while, reacted with stones and sometimes Molotov cocktails, but then the police left again, and in the afternoon the squatters started to erect barricades. Mm-hmm. Police attacked again, and but didn't get through. The barricades were fortified. In the night, some people started to blockade the Frankfurt Allee as well. Again, and the police came, and really for about 3 hours there was a really heavy street fighting of a degree, of a scale never seen before in Berlin. Mm-hmm. With Molotov cocktails on the police. The barricades were of a style. Also of a new style in Berlin, kind of it's cobblestone in the street, so it was quite easy to take out the cobblestones. Mm-hmm. And dig under the cobblestones to the beach, right? even under the beach, about 1.5 meters deep ditches, right? Mm-hmm. So that the heavy gear, kind of these tanks the police have to remove barricades would fall into the ditches. Mm-hmm. What to say more, yeah.
It was still Monday.
It was Monday night, yeah. It was Monday night, and the police had the intention to evict the houses. We also heard from internal sources of the magistrate of East Berlin government that they had the intention to evict, only through the media, they blubbered that they just want to remove the barricades and not evict the houses, but obviously it wasn't true. All the mediators from the Green Party, from the Neues Forum, and so on, they were pushed aside. Even the Social Democratic Lord Mayor of this district in Berlin, Friedrichshain, was pushed aside by the police and the Home Secretary of West Berlin, because the Social Democrats government, they just wanted to have a solution with the police, by the police, through the police, and no solution by negotiations with contracts for the squatters of this street. Yeah. They build up an image of the Mainzer Straße as the Hafenstraße of Berlin, kind of the site where only militant chaos, only criminals are fortifying them, and they have to get rid of them as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So Tuesday was, I go on with the chronic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday was relatively calm, no police. Squatters had a kind of an open day. All over the streets there were little groups standing together with the normal tenants of the area, and the squatters having discussions, talks on the rights and wrongs of the whole action the night before. Opinions were on a wide range. Yeah. Some tenants felt disturbed by the squatters, by their different lifestyles, by the loud rock music blasting from the windows often, and they agreed to such a hard law and order line against the squatters. Others had sympathies for them and were enraged about the action the police took before, because they also heard a lot of normal tenants of the area not directly involved in the conflict. Yeah, you have to imagine the whole street was in one cloud of tear gas, and you couldn't breathe anymore. And you have to imagine that on the other side of the Mainzer Straße there are normal tenants, yeah, so they had the same situation there.
So
I mentioned before the barricades were erected or were fortified again, and the night from Tuesday to Wednesday, we all expected an eviction, because we heard that police, even federal police, were coming from West Germany to Berlin,
mm-hmm.
with heavy gear, like tanks, not tanks, but
yeah.
Fortified armored cars to move away these barricades and so on, water cannons. From 5 o'clock in the morning on, we definitely knew that they were coming. The police sealed off the area in a wide range, in a wide circle, didn't let anybody go through or route, and then started to attack the barricades, first at about 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the first were driven back by a hail of Molotov cocktails and stones from the roofs of the houses. Even a helicopter of the police was could be driven away by shots of ammunition from I don't know how to call it. It's Leuchtspurmunition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of these lighting balls,
yeah.
To signal ammunition, right?
Yeah.
Could be driven away. But then coming through the roofs and with their armored cars through the barricades, they managed to occupy one house after the other,
Mm-hmm.
And the squatters.
How many squatters there were involved?
There were about all squatters. They met in the houses, were arrested, about 325.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I am not sure about the exact figures of how many people are kept in still now, but most of them have been released this morning or this night, really. And they nearly all got accusations, charges of breach of the peace of a house,
mm-hmm.
Hausfriedensbruch,
yeah.
Or a breach of the peace, Landfriedensbruch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's really difficult for the cops now or the judges to give any evidence against them, because naturally they were all masked when the action started or the days before. So I don't know what really evidence they have against them, hard evidence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it now. The police has occupied the whole area there last night.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 o'clock there was a demonstration from Prenzlauer Berg through the city center of East Berlin to into the direction of the Mainzer Straße, with more than 10,000 people, 10,000 to 15,000, on the way of which all the election election posters and boards of the parties were pulled down, and the demonstration ended at Frankfurter Tor, just about 300 or 400 meters from the Mainzer Straße, where the police had sealed off all the area, and there little rioting started after some while. Police using tear gas and demonstrators, stones and signal ammunition, right? And the police charged also in the surrounding areas, hunted really every little group standing together on street corners, even the regular residents of this area. So they really behaved like a colonial army there in this area. Yeah, one thing I've forgotten, it's the police deployed in this area is police totally taken from West Berlin or from West Germany. So no police from East Berlin, East Germany was involved. Yeah. So they really are kind of this colonial army there.
Yeah.
And also viewed in such a way by a lot of the regular residents there, of the old residents.
Mm-hmm.
Right. After during the riots, after this demonstration, about 100 people, they say in the media today, are arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know how. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and one of the political consequences of this is that the Alternative List, who is in coalition in with the government, with the Social Democrats in Berlin, now are talking about leaving the coalition, of breaking the coalition. Right.
And there is no view on how that's going to work out, because the other coalition partner, what I heard, they were very hard on it. They want to take the hard line.
Yeah. Yeah, the Social Democrats present themselves just before in the forthcoming elections as hard law and order people,
yeah.
And presenting themselves as they push through the so-called Berlin line on squattings, saying that all the old squattings of the 130 squattings, they've made 12 contracts so far with 39 houses. They are in negotiations and will come to a contract, and the other houses, they have to differentiate between houses willing to have contracts and others that are evicted because they are sites, or they are sites of criminals, of militants, and so on. What would be the will be the larger number of the houses, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because about there's still about 80 houses organized in a committee for the negotiations, and they are aspiring for a contract with all the squatted houses, and contracts not with individual houses, none to say for individual flats, with individual tenants, as the Senate is trying to put through.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with this eviction now,
yeah.
There has an enormous pressure is exerted on the remaining squads. So, in one side street of the Mainzer Straße, the Kreuziger Straße, where there are about four houses squatted, one house signed the contract last night, and the other three houses were given notice that if they don't sign the contract under the conditions imposed by the Senate, they will be evicted today. It's only a threat, but a threat they have to take serious. And so the perspective is a lot of houses now will collapse, will fall away from the contracts for all position, and make individual contracts, present themselves as peaceful, legal, nice tenants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the others, and a lot of others will be evicted, really. Yeah.
The Berlin Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the same strategy what they used in the beginning of the 80s for West Berlin?
Yeah, this so-called Berlin Line
mm-hmm.
was first developed by the Social Democratic Lord Mayor Vogel, mm-hmm. now chairperson of the Social Democratic Party, in 1981.
Yeah. Today, nothing happened. Do you think that the evictions go on, or will they wait after the election?
What I was saying before, they threatened to evict the Kreuziger Straße, but that was only known the public in a small circles of the scene. So. I think they were waiting till after the elections, yeah. But now they are looking to pressurize most of the squads into these pitiful contracts.
Yeah. What kind of contracts they are?
They are
Normal rent contracts.
Yeah, normal rent contracts with individual tenants, individual flats inside a house. But with an additional so-called frame contract that the community of the tenants of a house are allowed to decide who is gonna be the successor of a tenant who is moved out.
Yeah.
So some collective rights as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not the aim of the squatters who want to have an equal solution for all the houses and contracts with the whole collective of a house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think I have more questions. Maybe you have more to tell.
I think that's it for now.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really open now. How the movement is reacting. Was this demonstration last night, which was originally planned as a reaction to the three evictions on Monday morning, but now got a totally different content.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it's going on. More demonstrations. There are also decentral little actions of sabotage and also solidarity actions. I've heard in Hanover, Münster, Düsseldorf, smashing of banks, of warehouses, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but on a quite a little scale so far.
Yeah.
This morning, a building in the city of East Berlin, in the city center of East Berlin, was squatted by I don't know how many of the squatters, maybe 40-50. It's the a building where the where the government of a district of the district central of East Berlin has got its site, and with a demand to have a written guarantee from the Senate not to evict anymore any other house. That's the main demand of the squatting movement at the moment.
Okay.
Stop it.